Hello, my name's Roy Ziegler, otherwise known as Philly Boy Roy. And if you're hearing this, then it means that I'm dead. You know, you're about to hear my last will and testament. Some of you might want to know why I decided to record this on audio rather than do it on video. Well, it's because it costs $20 extra to do it on video here at this here law firm. And the lawyer here seems like a total douche, and I don't really want to pay him no extra money. I'd rather that money go to buy extra tasty cakes for my family. So anyways, if you're hearing this, that means that I'm dead. I wonder how I died. Hopefully it was a death that had a lot of dignity to it, like falling off the roof of the First Union Center after them Sixers beat them stink rats from the stink swamps. For those of you who don't follow hoops, I'm talking about the New Jersey Nets. Hopefully in the game, Iverson scored like 60 points and the Nets didn't score none. And it would also be really great if several of the Nets got arrested during the game for shoplifting ladies' underwear. It would also be cool to die from choking on a cheesesteak during a cheesesteak eating contest down at Penn's Landing. I wonder if my face turned blue and how many cheesesteaks I ate. Hopefully I won the contest because it's important to set an example for the future. Because, you know, the children are the future. I know I've said that before, but it's true. It really is true, you know. I want to also let yous know that I'm planning on returning as a ghost to haunt all yous guys. It's something I've always wanted to do since I saw that movie Ghost Dad with Bill Cosby, who, by the way, is one of the proudest Philly residents we've got. I don't believe none of that stuff that they're saying about him, you know, saying that he slipped drugs into the girls' drinks just to get them to fool around with him, kind of like what my dad did to my mom. I mean, this is Leonard Part 6 we're talking about here, people. So anyways, if you see a tasty cake float across the room, that's me. I'll do it as a signal to let you guys know that I'm on the other side here. So keep your eyes peeled for floating crimpets and candy cakes, okay? Okay. All right, now it's time for the good part. Time for me to give away all my earthly possessions. I hope yous all are comfortable, except for that creep lawyer. I hope you're really uncomfortable. I can't believe how much you're charging me for this stuff. You gotta be kidding me. I'm going to come back as a ghost and put a tack on your seat, you fatso. Okay, I'm sorry. Here we go, okay? Here we go. The last will and testament of Philly Boy Roy. I, Roy Ziegler, a.k.a. Philly Boy Roy, a resident of the Roxboro section of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, being of sound and disposing mind and memory, and over the age of 18 years, or lawfully married, or having been lawfully married, or a member of the Armed Forces of the United States, or a member of an auxiliary of the Armed Forces of the United States. I was never in the service. I wish I was, though. Would have been cool to grease a couple bad guys here and there. Anyway, do make, publish, and declare this to be my last will, hereby expressly revoking all wills and codicils previously made by me. Whatever you say, will writer, I don't know what half them words even meant. Ah, screw it. Let's keep going, okay? They're showing Rocky II on ESPN Classics in an hour and a half. I hope SEPTA's running on time. Marriage and children. I am married to Rhoda Ziegler, and all references in this will to my wife are references to her. I have the following children. Roy Jr., Rhoda Jr., and little Rhoda. I think that's all of them, unless that girl I did it with at the Stones concert at JFK back in 81 was lying about being on the pill. I'm just kidding. Oh, man, that was a great show, though, wasn't it? If I had to do it all over again, I would have only taken two of those downers instead of seven. I still regret not seeing Jagger in that cherry picker during Satisfaction. Executor. I appoint Mike Schmidt as executor of this, my last will and testament, and provide if this executor is unable or unwilling to serve, then I appoint John Oates as an alternate executor. My executor shall be authorized to carry out all provisions of this will and pay my just debts, obligations, and funeral expenses.
Hold on. If they have to pay all the debts, then I appoint Tom Sharpling as the executor of the will, because I owe a lot of money.
Okay, I'm sorry. Guardian. In the event I shall die as the sole parent of minor children, then I appoint former Philadelphia Eagles coach Dick Vermeil as guardian of said minor children. If this named guardian is unable or unwilling to serve, then I appoint Tom Kiefer from the band Cinderella as alternate guardian. Bequests. I will give and bequeath unto the persons named below, if he or she survives me, the property described below. My wife Rhoda Ziegler. I give our house in Roxborough, my shellacked tasty cake collection, and our family car. I know you deserve better than a pacer, but unfortunately that's all you get. Had you been a better driver, I would have trusted you with a nicer car. Not that I could have afforded one on what they paid me at the pencil factory. Roy Jr. To Roy Jr. I leave my dune buggy. I know you'll have better luck fixing it up than I did. We had fun coasting down Neckles Hill in it that day, though, didn't we? Oh, that cop was a real asshole for taking that beer from us, wasn't he? I'm still mad at him. You know, I'm going to add him to my to haunt list. Well, anyways, I can't wait to look down on you from heaven and see you racing that dune buggy up and down the white sands of Barnegat and Sea Isle City. I also leave to you, little Roy Jr., my Philadelphia sports jerseys, with the exception of the Greg Lozinski home jersey. I am to be cremated in that. To Rhoda Jr., I leave all my rock and roll memorabilia, including the David Bowie Serious Moonlight program signed by tour bassist Carmine Rojas outside the Spectrum Hilton on July 19, 1983. My Hooters Fighting on the Same Side 45, signed by Larry Holmes at his car dealership up in Easton, PA, and the shot glass that George Thorogood threw at me after I told him that Bad to the Bone wasn't as good a song as Madison Shoes that night at Dobbs, March 6, 1985. To Little Rhoda, I leave all my cassettes, with the exception of my copy of the original first pressing of the Robert Hazard EP. I also leave to Little Rhoda the unfinished manuscript that has been my life's work. Does this bus go to Manayunk? It's the story of my terrifying journey into adulthood, the night I had to find my way back home after getting separated from my good buddies Aleko Weibel and Pudge Detweiler after that Blue Oyster Cult show at the Spectrum in 82. If a named beneficiary to this will predeceases me, the bequest of such person shall lapse, and the property shall pass under the other provisions of this will. If I do not possess or own any property listed above on the date of my death, the bequest of all that property shall lapse. Additional powers of the executor. My executor shall have the following additional powers with respect to my estate, to be exercised from time to time at my executor's discretion without further license or order of any court. I give my executor the power to raise me from the dead. Wouldn't that be cool? I wouldn't want to scare the kids, though. That would be as bad as the time my old man came home drunk after that Flyers game and made me play street hockey with him until he passed out at 4 o'clock the next afternoon. If there's one thing my kids can say about me, it's that only once did my drinking keep them from going to school. You'd have been thinking irrationally, too, if you had just scored with an Eagle cheerleader and won a free-foot-long cheesesteak all in the same night. I only regret not putting the kids on the bus at the vet when things started to heat up between Janine, that cheerleader, and I. I chose unwisely to keep the kids with me that night, while Janine and I made the rounds to my favorite bars and hoagie houses. Kids, I just want to let you know I've forgiven you for telling your mother about my little affair with Janine. Okay, optional provisions. If any beneficiary to this will is indebted to me at the time of my death,
and the beneficiary evidences this debt by a valid promissory note payable to me, then such person's portion of my estate shall be diminished by the amount of such debt. So, Roy Jr., that means that if you don't pay me back for all the money I shelled out for that time you were in the hospital with tonsillitis, then you won't get the dune buggy. Hey, I don't make them rules. I just enforce them. Any debts on any real property bequeathed in this will shall be assumed to the person to receive such real property and not paid by my executor. I'm not quite sure what that means. So, if my house has been gambling, then I'm supposed to pay off its debts? That don't seem fair at all. You gotta be kidding me. I direct that my remains be cremated and that the ashes be disposed of in the following manner. It is my desire that my upper torso be cremated in the oven at Pat Steaks, my lower torso at Gino's, and my head at Jim Steaks. I want my remains to be scattered all over the following locations by former Philadelphia Flyer goalie Bernie Parent. Number one, the site of what was once Veterans Stadium, because that's where I ate my first soft pretzel. The Wawa at Baker and North Street in North Philly, which is where I ate my first tasty cake. It was a chocolate-filled cupcake. And I want the rest of my ashes dumped in one of them vats at the Goldenberg Candy Factory up there in Bethlehem so as I can be made into peanut chews, God's most perfect food. My eulogy is to be read by Sylvester Stallone, Donna Pescow, who starred in the hit comedy series Angie in 1979, which was of course set in Philadelphia, and WMMR DJ Pierre Robert. Okay, well, I guess that takes care of everything. Now, you all know I made a promise to my father that I would make the name of Ziegler synonymous with greatness, right? After much thought, I came to the conclusion that the best and only way of doing this was to build a Hummer made entirely of hoagies. The way I see it, it's going to take at least 10 years to see this project to completion. In the event that I die before the hoagie-mobile is completed, Roy Jr., it's up to you and your family to see this job through. You hear that, little Roy? You're going to have sex someday. I just hope I'm there to see it. Well, anyway, I guess that's that. I hope yous all have very prosperous lives and eat lots of cool food. Be on the lookout for flying tasty cakes. Yours truly, Roy Ziegler, March 4th, 2005. Okay, go Flyers!